Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning. This is the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Show, blog talk show, and our guest this morning is Mr. Giovanni Best. For the last several weeks, the National Association of Black Women in Construction have led the discussion on Think and Grow Rich. This morning, we are going to be talking about the faith twins, the power twins, faith and desire. What I'd like to do is to start off right and make sure that we have someone that is going to talk to you about the women of NABWIC. I shouldn't say the women of NABWIC. I believe that they have women and men as part of the NABWIC Association, NABWIC organization. So what I would like to do is open a mic for someone, either Ann or Robin, to talk about NABWIC. Robin, are you there? Can you give us a few brief comments about the NABWIC Association?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
The vision, of NABWIC, which is the National Association of Black Women in Construction, is to basically build lasting strategic partnerships with organizations, individuals, large prime organizations that would give us groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their prospective communities.
Very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's important to know that you have an organization like NABWIC that can not only support women and then the construction and construction-related businesses, but also to be able to groom young people to come up into construction field. Development never stops. Now, last week we were talking about introduction. We were talking about developing the success consciousness, regardless of what that success consciousness is. Is it for your family? Is it for your success of your business? Is it develop your finances? And what we talked about, when everyone came on in different ways, talked about the fact that the reason why they were able to change their fate, to be able to get contracts, to be able to take their business forward, is because they had the power to control their thoughts. Now, this morning, we have with us as a guest Mr. Giovanni Best. Mr. Best is the executive director of the Best Carpet Cleaning. In 2015, Giovanni discovered that what Think and Grow Rich calls his other self, the value of education and an undying desire to succeed. He enrolled in the Hillsborough Community College, majoring in business administration with a minor in psychology. He is an avid reader. One of the books that Mr. Best read was Think and Grow Rich, which gave him a guide to develop successful business skills and spiritual depth. As a 15-year entrepreneur and business owner, Mr. Giovanni also serves his community by mentoring young men to hunt for greatness. And it is never too late to write your life history. Mr. Giovanni, I am so glad that you were on our show. and we welcome you to the show. But something about your introduction, about your life story that we just read, is that you were introduced to your other self. You came to understand the value of education and the desire to succeed and to be an avid reader. Can you talk to us about what were the events that led you to your to the introduction of your other self? Mr. Best?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you.
So, okay. So what led me was I always knew that I wasn't living up to my potential. Like, I was always doing well, but I knew it was always something missing, something that was not complete. So for me, it was more so education. Like, I did not have my high school diploma at the time. But even though I have been successful in business for 15 years, I just felt it was something missing. And I had blocks in my mind, just things that I had to overcome. So what introduced me to myself, is to my other self, is actually I met a mentor, and he really just turned everything around for me. Just showed me how I was thinking, the power of negative thoughts, the power of positive thoughts. And I just started reading different books, reading Thinking Grow Rich. And then that just led me to become myself now, just a different person, just trying to grow and cultivate and to the best person I can. Hello?
Okay, very good. Thank you. Those were good comments. Now, as I said, you mentioned that you always thought that there was more. In Think and Grow Rich, one of the quotes that it has, and we are in the version of the book that's revised and restored, and on page 36 to 34, there's a quote that says, "Our only limitations are those that we have in our own minds." So what did you do every day to exceed your limitations? Now let me put that into perspective. Each of us have friends that are okay with being who they are, okay with being mediocre, okay with just getting by, okay by just paying the bills every month. Sometimes they don't even do that. Okay living from paycheck to paycheck. But you've already told us that you knew that there was more. You knew that you could live beyond those limitations. Can you tell us what you did day by day to make sure that you broke those limitations and went to the next step, and the next step, and the next step? Can you talk to us about what you did?
Okay. Well, it's an old saying that my grandma used to always tell me, birds of a feather flock together. But after reading this book, is now I would say thoughts of a mind attract your surroundings. So what I had to do is really refocus my mind and recreate my mind. I had to reinvent myself. So I had to get away from old people and old thoughts. So what I started doing is actually I haven't watched TV in the last 2 years, and I just started reading books and listening to motivational tapes and listening to different programs and cassettes. So when I ride in a car, it might look that I'm by myself, but I'm actually sitting next to a millionaire or a billionaire every day, or hours at a time having a conversation. So in the books, I like how it speaks on auto-suggestion. And what I have done is I just listen and listen and listen to the same things over and over again. So now it just becomes a part of you. It just gets in your spirit. It gets in your mind. And that's how you overcome adversity, just by repeating. Just repetition, listening, and learning.
Absolutely. That was great. I really appreciated that. And the reason why I appreciated that is the book tells you that the success for this book is written on almost in every chapter, sometimes on every page. And one of the things I started highlighting words that were repeated over and over again. And it's like what you said. It's the changing the state of your mind to focus on success. Changing the state of your mind, which is exactly what you did. How exciting is that? Now, the other thing is, last week I think both Robin and Yvonne both talked to us about the fact that sometimes adversity brings an equivalent advantage. Kind of, it was one of those things that with every adversity, there's an equivalent success. It's like balances, right? Can you think of and talk to us about, you know, something that other people may have thought was a negative, something that they thought was a disadvantage, and you turn that thing around?
Yes. What people don't realize is your thoughts, the way a person thinks is really their disadvantage. So with me, it was my way of thinking. I used to think that I wasn't smart enough, that I didn't have this or I didn't have that, so therefore I wasn't worthy. And then how the book speaks that words have power. So if you think you're not able to do something, then you're not able to do it. So that's what... that's the adversity that I had to overcome, and it was my mind. I remember the saying, if there's no enemies within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
Absolutely. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you. I'm going to remind our listeners of something, because there's a number of listeners that have been on from the very beginning and are still coming on. If you would like to ask Mr. Best a question, all you have to do is press 1. I'll see your hand, we'll open your mic, and then you'll be able to ask your question or make a comment. We all have things that are good to add to the conversation. So press 1 to your mic if you would like to be heard. And then once you are finished, you press 1 again and your hand will go down. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go back to Mr. Best. Now, Mr. Best, in a few minutes, we're going to probably go to a commercial. So I'm just going to make sure that you just to let you know that. Now,
okay.
You've already been kind of talking about this, but I'm going to ask you again. The book talks about, on page 41, bridge builders, those bridge builders between the brain, between the infinite, between that part of us that is within, that's nebulous, it's just an energy, it's a light, but it's a thought and it's real. And we build bridges from the infinite, and we bring it to the outer world. You talked about the fact that you listen to tapes. What's interesting is that you said you haven't listened to watch TV in years, but you listen to tapes. You also talked about you changed the way you talked. And it sounded like those are examples of bridge builders. Can you talk to us a little bit more about bridge builders? It's very important because there are times that people say things. They think that, it doesn't matter. Yes, every word that comes out of your mouth matters. I was sitting next to a woman and she came in and she sat down and she snidely said to me, "Are we having fun yet?" And I said, every morning that I get up and wake up and have energy in my bones, I'm having fun. Every time I can say something positive, I'm having fun, ma'am. This is a great day to fulfill my purpose on the earth. Well, of course, she hadn't said a word to me since. But those are the things that people don't realize. Those kind of things bring a negative force, and they take away part of our bridge builders. So, Mr. Best, can you talk to us a little bit more about your bridge builders? We can never get enough.
Okay. Yes, people do not understand the power of words. They don't understand that we live in a world where everything is connected to everything else. All is energy and source energy. So when we put our words, when we speak things, that's energy and it has vibrations. So that travels, that your vibration travels in a circular pattern. What people don't realize is that vibration turns into your physical thoughts, your desires, and your will. So by speaking, I remember someone told me, ignorance does not excuse the loss. So just because you don't know of a thing doesn't mean it doesn't exist and it doesn't apply. So people speak things over themselves, not knowing, but the power is still the same. So when you speak negative things about yourself, or you say you can't do this or you can't do that, you're speaking it into existence. So you have the power to speak life, death, negative and positive. So when you speak positive things over yourself, then that gives you the confidence, that gives you the faith, that gives you the motivation to go out and accomplish those things.
Wow.
So that's why it's a big thing on the book, how you say affirmations. When I get up in the morning, you have to tell yourself that you are more than a conqueror. You have to tell yourself that today is going to be a good day. You have to tell yourself that you're never going to be broke again. You have to speak these things in existence.
Powerful. Very good. That is extremely powerful. Thank you for that. Because it is. This is something that we do every day. It's not something that you do once in a while. The book says wishing, which is what a lot of people do. I hope I'm going to make some money this year. I hope that I get a job. It'd be nice. But the book on page 28 says wishing will not bring riches. But desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession. Then planning definite ways and means to acquire riches and backing those plans with persistence, which does not recognize failure. Okay. Mr. Best, so what did you do? Not only do you have affirmations, tell us what you did in making definite plans to bring those riches. What did you do that says, I don't recognize failure. I'm a man that's going to make it.
Well, I had to change my mindset. I had to change to I get to mindset to I'm thankful for. Most people go to work and they say, no, excuse me. Most people have a I have to mindset, and I had to change that I have to I get to. So what that means is you find a lot of people and you give them a call early in the morning and they say, I have to go to work. I had to change my mindset and say, I get to go to work. So when you become conscious that you get to do something and you're grateful that you get to do something, that changes everything in itself.
Thank you very much. I'm going to let us go to a commercial break right now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to continue on with desire, the desire for money consciousness, the desire for wealth, the desire to exceed, not only just in business but in family. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Okay, and we're back. I'm going to make one more reminder. For those that would like to participate in the conversation, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. A hand will come up on the screen. We will open your mic. You can either ask a question of Mr. Best or you can make a comment. And then when you're finished, you can then press 1 again and your hand will go down. Again, the topic, our guest this morning is Mr. Giovanni Best. He is the executive director of the Best Carpet Cleaning Company. We are discussing both faith and desire, the power twins. It's also the first and second chapter of the book Think and Grow Rich. Desire, as it is the starting point of all achievement, and it is also the first step to riches. The book says, but the successful completion of each one of these actions, it talks about the actions for the desire for wealth, does not call for sufficient imagination to enable one to see and to understand that the accumulation of money cannot be left to chance. Now, last week, one of the things Yvonne told us is that she set her mind to going after a contract. Once she set her mind, she said the contract was basically hers. But then she looked at every word on the proposal, every letter, every jot, every tittle. And she then put a plan in place to go after each contract. She put a parabola, told us, and I think there was a young lady last week that was a student to talk about. They took classes to make sure that they were ready. They read to make sure that they were ready. They put a plan in place. I think Robin told us about, you know what, every day I said, this is how much I have to make on Monday. This is how much I have to make on Tuesday. This is how much I have to make for the week. And to make that, this is what I have to do. And she made a list, 1 through 10. Mr. Best, I'm back to you. You are the executive director of the Best Carpet Company. Carpet cleaning company. Tell us what is specifically, because when you mentor people, this is one of the things that I've heard. When you talk to people and you just tell them generalities, that's all they hear until you start telling them, giving them the specific stepping stones. This is what I did to become the best in carpet cleaning. You don't stay in business for 15 years making money, being ahead of a household by doing generalities. So tell us what you do specifically to make sure that you go out there and get those carpets. Mr. Best?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you made that point, because in the book, I like how they broke down desire and faith and how they say it's not a hope, it's not a wish, but it's a consuming obsession. So I listened to a lot of Eric Thomas as well, and he would say you have to want it as bad as you want to breathe. But after reading this book, I would have to say you will have to want it as bad as you want sex, because you have to realize that sex is one of the most powerful desires as well. So I like how this book breaks down the steps. And what I would tell someone is you have to fix your mind, like you said, to have the exact amount of money in which you desire. You cannot say, I want to make more money this year or this week. Because if you make a dollar extra this week, you have made more money. So you have really achieved what you asked for. So you have to be specific on what you want. I like how it says you have to be determined. Exactly, you have to know exactly what you want. Like you say, the amount of money you desire. So the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. I would tell the person you have to establish a definite date when you intend to possess this money, so you can't say, I want a contract or I want to get paid this much. You put a date on it. I want to make this money by the end of this month and put a date on it. You have to most definitely carry out a definite plan. You can't, people have a lot of excuses saying, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have the education. But you don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great. You have to also write out a clear and concise statement about the money that you intend to acquire. Now, concise means brief, but in a comprehensive in scope. So it's small, but it's precise. You exactly know what you want. And then the book also tells you that you need to read, after you write the statement down, you will read it twice a day, once in the morning. Now, that's the only thing that I do not agree with in this book, because things that I have written down, I say you should read it as much as you check your Facebook or your emails daily.
Yeah, that's good. You know what? If someone's tweeting, what did you say? The dream is free, but the hustle is what?
So definitely.
Say it again.
The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately.
Okay. See, if anybody's tweeting, they need to tweet that Mr. Giovanni Best said, the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. I'm going to write that down myself. You know what? That was one of the things that is important. We have approximately, we are starting to come toward the end, Mr. Best. I know you have something else to do this morning. Again, I'm going to remind anybody, if they need to say anything, that all you have to do is press 1. Now, back to desire. The book says, if you do not see great riches in your imagination, you will never, ever see it in your bank balance. It also says, and this is the thing, this book was written before most of us were born, right? It was written during the Great Recession. It says the rules of the race have changed because we now live in a changed world that definitely favors those who have had little or no opportunity to win under the condition existing recently. When fear often paralyzed and the economic growth and development. Well, how is that different from 2016? The world has changed. How you make money is different now than how you made money when all parents were young. The channel has changed. Things change often. But we have to overcome. I see a hand up. I am going to open the mic for the caller with the last four numbers of 9190. Caller, your line is open.
Good morning.
My
name is Jasmine Betts from Tampa, daughter of the speaker. Who helped you accomplish your dream today?
Who helped me? Well,
what?
I had. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me? Well, who helped
yes,
me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I was helped just mostly self-help, self-motivation. I had my mentor, Desmond Key, my family, and also my daughter was my driving motivation.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Kayla Cayasso. What motivated you?
What motivated me?
Yes.
It was more so I knew that I had capabilities. I knew I was capable of more than what I was doing. I knew I was holding back, and I just had to come to the realization that I just had to break through, and if I wanted it, I had to go out there and get it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We are now, there's like two other people that would like to have a comment. I'm getting ready to open the mic for the caller with the last four numbers of 2220. Your mic is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Sakia Donaldson, and Giovanni is my brother. And I just wanted to tell him I really enjoyed the conversation today. I've seen his growth and transition firsthand, and I just wanted to congratulate him and encourage him to keep striving and hunting for greatness.
Thank you.
How great is that? That was worth something tweeting, a brother and a sister that is supporting one another in their goals and dreams. How neat. Thank you. I appreciate that myself.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Okay. Now, a few more quotes. There are a lot of people on the line listening to you, Mr. Best. I just want to make sure you understand that you're very popular this morning. And again, one more time, I'm going to remind you that all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and we'll see you, and we'll open up your mic. Something that the book says, and this again is in Desire, it's in bold and it's highlighted, of course. And so it says, every failure brings with it the seed of equivalent success. I'm sorry, I see Robin with her hand up. I'm going to open up your mic, Robin, before I make my comment so that you can talk. Well, Robin, your mic is open. Hello, caller 7700. I'm sorry, maybe I jumped the gun a little too soon.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask a question to Mr. Best. After all of this newfound, this revelation, this epiphany, where are you going now? What is your plans? What are your goals now?
Well, my goals is just to continue on this path. It's not so much, like you said, a journey is a destination. Well, it's not a destination. So really, I'm just seeing where this takes me. I'm just opening up, learning more, gathering connections, gathering new contacts, and I'm just seeing where this takes me.
I had another question also. I know earlier in the call, it was mentioned that you just enrolled in HCC. My question was, if there's any other callers on the call, the encouragement that you would have in regards to education and also the actual reading of Think and Grow Rich.
Okay. Yeah, well, education is never too late. And I had to realize, well, I actually learned that there's two different types of education. It's general education, and it's specialized education. So a lot of people that do not go to school think that they're not smart enough, or they think they don't have this or they don't have that, but it's different types of education. So I would just tell a person that it's never too late. If you want something, then you just go out there and get it. Because it took me 15 years to get back in the classroom, but I'm in class with people who haven't been in school in 50 years. So it's really no comparison. It's really no comparison and no excuse. If you want something, you have to just go get it.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Robin, for that. Ann McNeil, I believe, just raised her hand. I'm going to open her mic. Ann, your mic is open.
Thank you so very much. Again, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And Mr. Best, I have to tell you that this morning you have been the best. You have been one of the best guests we have ever had on this show. And then on top of all of that, you mentioned one of my favorite, which is Eric Thomas, just the E.T. So I want to pay you a compliment. And for those who know E.T. can relate to this, those who don't, you can Google it. But today you reminded me of the All Black fellas. How about that?
I'm going to have to look that up myself.
Well, All Black is the team he talks about. is the guys that, do you remember the ones all dressed in black?
Yeah,
all
I know
black.
What you're talking about now.
Okay, so you know that's the highest compliment you could ever get, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so thank you so very much. And, of course, my question is, Sharon shared this with you before the show started, that I would ask this question, which is, what is your favorite part of the book?
My favorite part of the book is the faith. I just break down the points of faith, because a lot of people really doesn't know what faith means. A lot of people ask for things, pray for things, and when they don't get them, they don't understand why. But faith, you can't mix faith with fear. So a lot of people ask for things, but they ask for things out of fear and not gratitude and not with definite. So that's what I got from the book, and that's what I love so much about the book, because it breaks down and it tells you if you're doing something wrong and you're not getting a result, this is why you are getting the result, and this is why you are not getting the result. So that's one of my favorite chapters is chapter 2, faith, because how it breaks down in intimate details.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Best, we still have about 8 minutes left in the show, but you know what? I'm going to ask a question. One of the things that I look at these kids in school, and I'm going to tell you that black boys in school are just different. How they view things are different. Their actions are different. It's different. It's just different. How you are saying that you are mentoring young people, mentoring young males, and it just says, you know, you specifically, you didn't say young people. Your bio says, I'm mentoring young men to hunt for greatness. How do you attach, how do you open up and reach in for that mindset of a young black man? And I'm going to remind you, I see another caller that says that they have a question for you. So I just want to make sure that person knows that I'm not ignoring them.
Okay. First you will have to, I understand the young black man, and I understand how he was raised. I understand his surroundings, his influences, and a lot of young black men, especially these days, have no role model. They have no guidance. So most of their information is coming from the streets, or it's coming from people the same age. When I was coming up in the streets, we still had older guys, even though they was in the streets, but we still had older gentlemen that would tell us, give us wisdom, give us encouragement, tell us, man, we shouldn't be doing this, we shouldn't be doing that. But now that is gone, it's obsolete. So they turn to the music, they turn to the streets, and they're not getting any guidance. So this information that we speak about, this information that the organization that you represent, a lot of this information is somewhat hidden from them. So they just haven't been exposed to some of this knowledge. So once I sit down and talk to them and explain what's going on, and they can relate to me, they can relate to my story, and I can share knowledge from this book, that opens the door for them, and that gives them opportunity, because otherwise they wouldn't get the opportunity anywhere else.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. Okay, the caller that I was had their hand raised is no longer there. I thought that was very good. And the reason why it is so important is that when you go into the classrooms, you kind of raised a point that really hit me. This young gentleman, they were supposed to, he was like 13 years old. And they were supposed to dress up like costumes, right? And he came in, he looked just like he was supposed to be Jimi Hendrix. I said, oh, honey, isn't that exciting? You dressed up like Jimi Hendrix. How many kids would do that? And he looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm supposed to be a hippie. And I thought, oh, my gosh. No one has talked to him about one of the greatest black musicians ever. Yeah. And so you're right. There for a lot of black men, not just black men, black women, kids, we don't share our history. We don't share who we are, whose we are, and where we've come from. So I think you're right. That is exactly a very good point. What they hear is what they share from one another. All right, one good quote, one more good quote from the book on desire, and then we'll start wrapping it up. On page 33, it says, the turning point in the lives of those who succeed usually comes at a moment of some crisis through which they are introduced again to their other selves. It says, trouble and tribulation before discovering their own brains and their own capacity to create useful ideas through imagination, relating to the infinite intelligence. That's when it brings you to that part that brings an idea that you always had. It's never been something that was never there, but it's brought forward through the bridge builders that Mr. Best has talked to us about for the last probably 30 minutes. Now, Mr. Best, you've already given us some good quotes that we could tweet and we could talk about for the rest of the day. Is there anything in these last few minutes that you would like to share with us? And then, unless there is someone that needs to make another question or comment, we're going to close the show out with your final comments.
Okay. Yeah, the word crisis in Chinese actually means, it has two meanings. It has both danger and opportunity. So the quote I would like to leave you off with, now this is a quote from Les Brown, and this is a quote that every morning, this is what I say. So I got this from repetition, I started off with a couple words, and then a couple days later, I say a couple more words and a couple more words of repetition, but this is what I'm going to leave you with, and this is how I go. If you want a thing bad enough that you will go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all your dreams and your schemes are about it, if life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you'll gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing with all your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, confidence, and stern personality, with the help of God, you'll get it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Best. These last 40 minutes have been a pure joy. And that completes our show. We look forward to talking to you next week with the women of NABWIC or the members of NABWIC. We will complete the book on desire and probably head on into delving deep into faith. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.